I'm James, and I will tell a short story or something that happened to me a couple of years ago. Basically starts with me being in a relationship with a girl that I really liked for, I think it was about 7 years that we were together. I moved countries or continents to be with her, so it was quite a serious relationship. And unfortunately, things ended. We were both living in Stuttgart and had the idea to move to Berlin together. And she moved a little bit before me and started studying. I moved shortly after her arrival. And shortly after that, we broke up. And very shortly after that, she had a new boyfriend at the university that she was studying at, which, of course, made me feel terrible. Because, of course, being in such a long relationship and then breaking up and then your ex-partner being in a new relationship so quickly, of course, would hurt anybody. It made me question a lot of things. I mean, looking at it now, it was a rebound thing and nothing serious came off of it, but it still hurt me. And so there I was, heartbroken, just moved to Berlin, which was not such a bad place to be. Lots of parties and new people to meet, lots of new opportunities. One of those opportunities being the birthday of my ex-sister, the birthday of my ex's sister, that she decided to celebrate in Berlin, coming from Stuttgart. Me and my ex's sister, let's call her Kay, we're very good friends. So of course I wanted to be at her birthday party and I was also invited. But of course her own sister was also invited, and I heard through friends that this new boyfriend would also be at the birthday party. So I had to decide whether I would go to the party knowing that the new boyfriend would be there. Of course, I wasn't prepared to see my ex-girlfriend with a new guy, since I was completely heartbroken. But of course, I wouldn't want to miss the birthday party of a very good friend. So I had a bit of a problem, and I was struggling to figure out what I should do. And like any normal person would do, I Googled my problem after spending a lot of time not knowing what I should do. Google answered my question by pointing me to a person who was writing a book at the time. So it was like a commercial or an ad for this book, or also some kind of platform where you could actually talk to the author. So I skipped the buying the book part and emailed the author directly, seeing as that was the kind of content that he was involved in. He actually emailed me back a day later and said this: if you are ever confronted with a situation where your confidence is brought into question, or you feel that you don't have the cojones to do something, or you have fear, basically, try to imagine what the outcome of your decision would be if the fear was taken out of the situation. To make an example, he said, if you knew that your ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend was not going to be at the party, would you still show up? And of course, my answer to that question was yes. Of course I would show up, because I'm there just to celebrate a friend's birthday party. And if that is then the answer to your question, then do that. Go to the party. Show up. You can always turn around and leave the room. And that made quite an impact on me, being able to, if you're in a situation where you're not sure about what you should do because of some kind of fear, whatever it is, fear of rejection or fear of not, I don't know, meeting the expectation, which is basically fear of rejection based on insecurity. Try to imagine what you would do if that fear wasn't there. So maybe another quick example. You are somewhere and you see someone that looks interesting standing somewhere, but you're scared of being rejected. You want to walk up to a girl and say, "Hello, my name is whoever," but you just lack the confidence because, I guess, fear of rejection. Try to imagine, if you can recognize that you are scared of being rejected or you have some kind of fear, try to imagine what you would do if that fear of rejection wasn't there, or you had the confidence that you think you don't have. And the answer would be, go and talk to this person and get rejected or don't get rejected, but at least you faced your fears. So if you can imagine what a person without fear would do, do that. And then that is how you can fight your fear and do things instead of not doing stuff. I don't know how else I can put it, but that's basically it. Confront your fears by imagining what a fearless person would do. I went to the party, shaking, looking over my shoulder the whole time. And some of the friends started showing up and they all kind of congratulated me with things like, "Wow, that's so cool that you're showing up. Wow, this must have taken a lot of courage for you to show up." So I was very warmly received. Everyone was really happy to see me. And I felt quite good about that from the beginning. And I said, "Well, yeah, you know, I'm here to celebrate my friend's birthday, right? What else can I say?" And then the night went on and it became a bit easier. And then much later, she showed up by herself and but was being very soft-spoken and sensitive and, you know, kind of warm considering the circumstances. And we started chatting, and at some point I asked her, "Where is this new person?" And she said, "Oh, no, he didn't want to show up because he didn't want to make a problem where there wasn't one." I'm not quite sure what that means. My problem. I can't imagine what the problem would be. But okay, fine. Which made me feel a little bit less tense. And then I had a really great night because all my friends were there and I had faced my fears, and it was not really even necessary to think up all this kind of imaginary situations that could have happened. So I had a wonderful night, and of course being single in Berlin with someone someone who just kind of faced the big fear, I felt like on top of the world. I was surrounded by friends, a lot of them from Berlin and a lot from Stuttgart, so some of them we could show the different clubs and bars, and I had went bar hopping with a bunch of really fun girls who all was very proud of me for confronting my fears, and I had a great night. Yeah, felt really good. Yeah, and I went home not alone. Yeah. That's where it went.